The Gemara in Daf Samach Hem Beis is quoting the Mishnah in Daf Samach Dalet that says that if a person is Mashris Isha De Shlish, if you're feeding her through a Shlish, you're not at home with her. So the din is, the Mishnah goes to all the different dinim they have to do, and the Mishnah says, well, Chelas Imai Milel Shabbos Ali Shabbos. You have to eat with her on Friday night. What does it mean, Chelas Imai Milel Shabbos? It means on a Machlekes. One Mandamer says, Chelas Mamish, you literally eat with her, you have the Suda Shabbos with her. The other Mandamer says, it means Tashmish, it's referring to Tashmish Shamita, it's a Lashon Nekiyah. So it's a machleik, it says, I mean, achila doesn't mean tashmish. Now, if you look at Rashi in the Mishnah, Daf Samach Dal, Rashi says an interesting thing. He says, v'chelis ima lele Shabbos. So Rashi is shehu lal ayna, because that is the lal ayna. Now, if Rashi mentions ayna, it sounds like Rashi is going like lefi d'man da'amar, that achila is lav nafka, achila means ayna, means tashmish, and does not mean achila mamish. And the question is, why would Rashi do that? Why is Rashi being seisim like one man da'amar? L'chai Rashi should say, pluk tehi b'gamar, it's a machlok sin b'gamar, does it mean achila mamash, or does it mean aina? Why is Rashi taking sides and saying that the pasha of shad over here is that it's lal aina? And even more shver, if Rashi is taking sides, the pasha would be, Rashi should pick the man da'amar who is mefarish in the Mishnah kipshutai, that achila means achila mamash. Rashi should go, you know, when he's mefarish in Mishnah, he usually goes with the pasha of shad, achila means achila mamash, not aina. Why would he pick the one mandamer is saying a more mechudish to kipshat in the Mishnah, and if he is going like that mandamer, he should l'chai speak out that achila means ayna, achila means tashmish, which is not the pashas, it's something that would require a little bit of beer. Why would Rashi just say achelas imai, which means ayna, without even speaking out that achila means tashmish, so something is not moving over here in Rashi. And I thought maybe you could answer Rashi LP what the Ritva writes over here. The Ritva has a kasha in the mandamer that says achelas means achelas mamish. He says, if Achelis means Mamish, then why do we say Achelis Imla B'lel Shabbos and not B'yayim HaShabbos? L'chaya, there's a din to have Suda Shabbos during the day as well. It's even more Iker than the Laila. So why would we single out the Laila more than the Yayim? And because of this Kasha, the Advas is a Chiddush, that even the Mandama who says Achelis Mamish, and it means Achila, not Tashmish, he's also Maida that it means Tashmish. He's also masking that there's a Mitzvah of Aina. He's just adding on that Afay Chelis is also a Mitzvah of Achila. So in Echinami, the Achila would be by day too, but the Pashup Shah in the Mishnah, when it says Achelis, it means Aina plus Achila, and being that it's referring to Aina as well, that's why the Mishnah used the Lashon of Lele Shabbos Atz to Aina. But Achila Taka would be by day as well. So it comes out Lefi the Ritva that everyone agrees that Achila means Aina. The question is, does it also mean regular Achila as well? So Lefi that, wouldn't it be Shver Rashi learns that the Mishnah is talking about Aina because that really is a Chuliyama, it's not taking sides, everyone holds its Aina. So Rashi is saying a davar that shav l'chol nefesh. Everyone agrees that achila means aina. That's l'chay what you could say. Alpi the Ritva. The problem is, it still bothers me at the end of the day that Rashi would be seisim and say achelas means aina if that's not the pashmish on the word achila. Achila normally means achila mamish. Does not mean tashmish. And if Rashi is touching up achila to mean tashmish, the derech of Rashi would be to speak out that achila over here doesn't mean kipshutai, but it means aina, like it says in the Gemara. L'chay Rashi should have spoken out a little bit more, not just to be seisim stam shuhu lel aina. So I think that perhaps it could be a different shan in Rashi, not like the Ritva, but perhaps I'll pee the something the Rav says over here. The Rav in the Mishnayos and these words of Achelas Mamish, I mean of Achelas Imu Leila Shabbos, like the Rav, he says Afagav the B'chol Shar Hayamim Yochel Osism is in the Sada Day Shushim Yer. So even though on the other days you don't have to eat with her, you could send the Zionists with the Shliach, but Leila Shabbos Ulel Aina Chayv Lachol Ima. Leila Shabbos, which is Lel Aina, he has to eat with her. So the Rav is clearly going over here that we're talking about Achila Mamish. We're talking about eating, like the Pshutai Shomeka of the Mishnah, but still the Rav brings in Aina. He says, why is it that there's a Chiyuv to eat B'lal Shabbos more than other days? That's because that happens to be the Lal Aina. That is the time of Aina. So the Rav is putting together Achila with Lal Aina. Now what's the beer in the Rav? L'chay the beer is like the Ramban speaks out over here in our Sugya in the second Pshat. He says, the Mitoich Suda Mispaisin Magilin Zayim Zah. When they eat together, that brings about a Kirv and a Pius, and that will already start the process of Aina. That's sort of the Ritzui and the haschala of the mitzvah of Aina by the fact that they eat together. So I think it's mavur from the Rabban and the Rav that the din achila, that he's achilim abalele Shabbos, it's not just tam a din to eat with her, because the whole week he doesn't have to eat with her, he can do it ayishlech, but that's really a chelik of mitzvah Aina. The mitzvah Aina of Lel Shabbos is mechayev to have the Suda together. The Suda Shabbos is a chelik and a haschala of the mitzvah of Aina, and therefore that's the reason why he has to eat with her together Lel Shabbos. And mele, that could be the pshat in Rashi, and Rashi says in the Mishnah, Achelas imel al Shabbos ulel aina. Rashi is not going to feed the mandamer that achila means tashmish. Fakir, he's going to feed the pshuta shomekah in the Mishnah that achila means achila mamish. And why does he bring an aina? He's saying the reason why there's a chiyuv to be eichel ima al Shabbos is because there's a chiyuv aina. Since there's a chiyuv aina, that's why he has to be eichel ima, because that's the haschala of the mitzvah of aina. That's the beginning already of the mitzvah of aina, and that could be the pshat in the reason why he has to be eichel ima. And that would be Miyashiv Lashon Rashi. He's going with the Pashas in the Mishnah that Achila means Achila Mamish. The reason is because it's a Lal Aina, and I think that would also answer in a way the Kasha the Ritva, why we mentioned Dafka the Achila of Laila, not Yain, because the mitzvah of Achila over here is not Midin Suda Shabbos, the Achila is Midin Mitzvah Saina, and Mele has to be Eichel, but Dafka and Lal Shabbos, because that's already the beginning of the mitzvah of Aina.